Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. Ready to get into something you probably don't think about but see every day?
Absolutely.
We're going to be talking about mold polishing for injection molding.
Right.
We've got this fascinating article here. What are the essential tips and precautions for mold polishing in injection molding production?
Okay.
So we're going to extract all the hidden gems of knowledge from this.
It's incredible, you know, how something that seems so minor can really impact the whole manufacturing process.
Right.
Like from quality to cost, even sustainability.
Yeah. Let's break down why it matters. I mean, the article talks about, you know, those smooth surfaces we see on everything from, you know, our phones to car parts. But it's got to be more than making things pretty, right?
Oh, for sure. It's critical to make sure that the plastic flows evenly during injection molding.
Okay.
And a smooth flow means no air pockets, you know, uneven cooling.
Uh-huh.
And that can cause, you know, weaknesses and defects in the product.
So a tiny imperfection on a mold can actually turn into a big problem. Absolutely. And that's where this comes in. Mold polishing, it's all about precision. A well-polished mold not only reduces defects, but also makes sure the parts fit together perfectly.
Yeah, I never thought about that. So something like a phone case.
Right.
If the mold isn't right, the buttons might not align. It might not snap on.
Precisely.
Huh. It's like a chain reaction. So a tiny flaw in the mold leads to a faulty product, leads to waste, inefficiency. And the article also mentioned that polished molds make it easier to, like, eject parts, which speeds up production.
Yes, precisely. That means lower costs for manufacturers,
right,
which can then be passed on to consumers,
right,
and fewer defective parts means less waste. So it's a sustainable practice.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. You know, something so technical can have such big economic and environmental implications. But let's get into the process itself. I mean, I'm kind of picturing sandpaper, but I'm feeling it's more complex than that.
Yeah, you're on the right track with the idea of smoothing, but it involves a range of tools and techniques. It all depends on the material of the mold.
Okay.
So like for hardened steel molds, you would need a diamond abrasive.
Diamond abrasives. Sounds serious.
It is. And for molds made from softer metals like aluminum, you would use silicon carbide.
Oh.
Or aluminum oxide abrasives. Getting the right abrasive is critical because if you use one that's too harsh, it can damage the mold.
Yeah.
Like using coarse sandpaper on a delicate surface.
Right. It's like using the right tool for the job, but on a microscopic level.
Exactly.
I also saw the article mention different types of polishing machines.
Yes, there are. For large flat surfaces, they use flat polishing machines. But for more intricate or curved areas, they use handheld tools.
Okay.
And for super detailed components, there's ultrasonic polishing.
Ultrasonic polishing.
It uses high frequency vibrations to give it a super fine finish.
Wow, that sounds really high tech. But I'm sure, regardless of the tools, you got to be super careful, you know, with safety.
Absolutely. Safety is so important in this. Masks, goggles, and gloves are essential.
Right.
Protect technicians from dust and hazards. But you also have to think about things like the heat generated during polishing. Too much heat can warp the mold.
Oh, wow.
So skilled technicians use something called intermittent polishing, which lets it cool down.
That's really interesting how even something like polishing has so many variables. It really takes an expert to do this right.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
That brings us to another important aspect of mold polishing, the skill and expertise of the technician themselves.
I was just thinking about that. I mean, it sounds like there's an art to this.
Yeah.
It's more than just operating a machine.
You got it. A skilled mold polisher develops a feel for the process. They kind of understand how much pressure to apply, how long to polish a certain area, and when to change techniques.
So it's not just about following instructions, it's about experience.
It is. And that's why mold polishing is still a highly skilled craft, even with all the technology we have. It's about knowing how to read the mold, seeing potential problems, and changing techniques as you go to get that perfect finish.
That makes me wonder about automation. I mean, could robots take over this job one day?
That's a great question. That's something we can definitely dive into more in this, the next part of this.
Yeah.
Robots are good at some things.
Yeah.
But whether they can do what a human polisher does, that's a topic worth exploring.
Okay. So we have a little cliffhanger for everybody. We'll be back to discuss the future of mold polishing and the role of automation.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So before the break, we were talking about robots. Could they actually replace those skilled human mold polishers?
Yeah. It's a big question in manufacturing.
Yeah.
And I guess the short answer is it's complicated. Robots are great at things that are repetitive. precise, consistent, all things that are good for mold polishing.
Okay.
So they're already being used for those larger flat surfaces.
Yeah, which frees up human technicians for the more detailed work.
So basically, for the easier tasks, robots could actually help with efficiency and quality.
Exactly. Imagine a robot that can polish for hours and hours.
Oh, wow.
Perfect pressure, no mistakes, never gets tired.
Right.
So that level of precision could mean fewer defects and faster production.
Okay. But you were saying earlier that mold polishing is like an art and a science.
Yeah.
So could a robot really replicate that like feel that the technicians have?
Yeah. That's the interesting part.
Yeah.
So robots can follow instructions, but they can't really adapt or solve problems like a human can. So think about those complex molds with all the curves and details.
Yeah.
A human can look at that and just know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I need to adjust my technique here. They can even anticipate problems before they happen.
So it's that human ability to like read the mold and just make decisions in the moment that robots can't do.
Precisely. And don't forget the artistry involved.
Right.
That mirror-like finish. Sometimes that takes a kind of finesse and intuition.
Right.
That's really hard to teach a machine.
Yeah. It's like the difference between a perfect copy of a painting and an original, they're both good.
Right.
But that original has that human touch.
Great analogy.
Yeah.
But who knows, maybe with all this AI and machine learning, robots one day will be able to polish those really difficult molds, you know, just like a real expert.
Yeah, that would be incredible. But it also makes me wonder, like, what happens to all those skilled workers if robots take over?
Yeah.
Do they just not have jobs anymore?
That's a valid concern. But technology doesn't always get rid of jobs. Sometimes it changes them. So instead of replacing humans, maybe automation will free them up to do things that really need that human touch.
Okay, so instead of polishing every bit of the mold, a technician could kind of manage the robots, like programming them and fixing any issues that come up.
Exactly. It would be about humans and machines working as a team. So the humans do what they're good at, and the machines do what they're good at.
Right.
And maybe that leads to new jobs in mold polishing, where you combine that traditional craftsmanship with technology.
Wow. It's pretty amazing to think how this field could change so much.
Yeah.
But I guess for now, it's still those human polishers who are the most important.
Oh, absolutely. They're in high demand. And even with all the new technology, they're still essential.
Before this whole deep dive, I honestly never really thought about the plastic stuff I use all the time.
Yeah.
But now it's like I see it in a totally new way.
That's what I love about these deep dives.
Yeah.
We get to uncover all the amazing things behind everyday objects.
Yeah. I also had this idea that mold polishing was all about making things as shiny as possible.
Okay.
But now I realize it's not really like that, is it?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
It's not always about a mirror finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating the perfect surface for that specific product.
So are there times when it's actually bad to polish too much?
Yes. So for some types of plastic, if you polish it too much, it'll stick to the mold.
Huh.
And then it's really hard to get the product out.
Wow. So it's like the opposite of what I thought.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important to have people who are experts.
Right.
Because they understand all about the materials and the processes.
Yeah.
It's all about balance, you know, figuring out what kind of plastic it is,
yeah,
what kind of finish you want, how long you have to make it.
This is making me realize that mold polishing is so much more than just a technical process. There's a whole strategy to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to make the right decisions to get the result you want.
Yeah.
So sometimes you need that super high polish, but sometimes a less polished finish is better, you know, to save time and money.
So it's all about finding that balance between making a quality product and keeping the cost down.
Exactly. And to do that, the designers and engineers and the mold polishers, they all have to work together.
This has been such an amazing deep dive.
Yeah.
It's really changed the way I think about this. Mold polishing is like the hidden hero of how we make things.
I agree. It's technical. It's artistic. It takes a lot of smart decisions.
Yeah, and it's changing all the time with new technology.
Yeah, it really is an exciting field to be in.
Before we finish up, there's one more thing I'd love to talk about, something that wasn't really in the article.
Okay.
But it's been on my mind. We've been talking about, you know, all this technical stuff about mold polishing, the tools, the safety, even robots, all the decisions involved. But I'm wondering, like, what about the people who actually do this? What's it like to be a mold polisher?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not just about the technical side. It's where the science and the art come together.
So is it more than just following a set of rules?
Yeah. The best mold polishers, they have this intuition, you know.
Hmm.
They combine that technical knowledge with a sense of how to work with the materials. They see things that most people would miss, and they can spend hours, even days, just to make that surface perfect.
Wow, that sounds like you need incredible focus and patience.
Yeah, you do. But it's also creative.
Oh, really?
The really experienced polishers, they develop their own techniques, you know, their own style, and they keep refining it over time.
So even with all this precise work, there's room for people to be creative.
Yeah, it's what makes it a craft, you know? They're not just technicians, they're artists who are proud of what they do.
That makes me think about all the smooth surfaces we see all the time.
Yeah.
And we never think about it, but there's so much skill and dedication behind them.
It's true. Next time you pick up something plastic, think about the people who made that mold.
Right.
Even in a world where everything is mass-produced, there's still that human touch.
This deep dive has been amazing.
I'm glad.
I learned so much about mold polishing. I mean, it's so much more than I thought. It really affects everything, you know, how well things are made, how efficient the process is, even if it's sustainable or not.
And it's always changing. Who knows what's next?
Yeah.
You know, with all the new technology.
Yeah, true. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for today. Hope you all learned something new about mold polishing.
It's definitely one of those things that's easy to overlook.
Yeah.
But once you know about it, you see it everywhere.
And maybe next time you see a plastic thing, you'll stop and think, wow, someone really took the time to make this.
I hope so. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.